It might be the most often asked question of the day. What time is it? How many times do you ask that question? And more importantly, what time is it in your life? There's an interesting scripture in James chapter 4 that says, "What is your life?" This is in James 4:14. "It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." So when someone asks you, "What time is it?" I hope you'll begin to frame it in that term. How much time do you have in your life? What does that clock of your life read? And what should be most important? Now, you may see the hands of a clock like this. You may see a digital clock that says, time is running out. Well, when it comes to that, what is most important in your life? You know, do you spend time? And when I think of that, I think of using your time in not the most appropriate ways. How about if we start thinking of it, instead of spending time, that we invest our time? Now, if you think of it in those terms, what do you invest in? Do you spend your time on the things that don't really matter, the things that aren't really important, the things that aren't going to amount to anything when you get to the end of your time? Or are you going to invest that time in something eternal? You see, when we spend and we waste our time, that's just a temporary thing. That's just a physical thing. But you know, when we invest our time, we're talking about something spiritual. That's a spirit use of our time. And that's an important thing that we need to do, is to spend our time in a spiritual way that's investing it properly. There's a portion in the book of Ephesians that I think is really important to us as we think about this idea of investing our time. In chapter 5, verse 15, it says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Or in other words, be very careful how you use your time. It says, "Redeem the time, because the days are evil." Or in other words, make the most of every opportunity. So when someone asks you, "What time is it?" think about that. Think about how you're spending your time, and instead of just spending it on something that's temporary, invest your time. Get into the Bible. Pray to God. Use that in a spiritual way, and then we'll be investing our time for something that will last for eternity. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.